Lecture 10, Jewish Beginnings in Christian Europe.
Our 10th lecture brings us to a crossroads in the course. We have spoken, as you recall in our previous lectures, about Jews in the Middle East, in Baghdad in particular, the rise of Islam, and then, of course, we shifted to Spain, to Cordova, and we talked about Jewish thought, Maimonides, Halevi, and so on. We are now shifting to the West and to Northern Europe, and we're going to look now at Jewish life under medieval Christendom as opposed to medieval Islam, and as you will see, this invites comparison and contrast. We've got a real good taste, I hope, of how Jews were treated as dhimmis under Islam, that is, as this minority with a certain status and so on, how they excelled, how they integrated themselves into Jewish life, into Islamic life in all kinds of ways. And now what we want to do is to apply that knowledge to making a comparison with what is going on in the Christian world. We will definitely see continuities and parallels, and we'll also see some fascinating differences. Let us begin by asking the most obvious question. Were there always Jews living in medieval Germany, medieval France or England, even in the southern parts, in Provence? How did Jews get there in the first place? The answer is they were not there, and that, as you recall, Jews begin their own life history, so to speak, in the Middle East. So the question is, what propelled their emigration out of the Middle East and their immigration into these very far off points in Western Europe? There's no easy answer to that, but it would seem that if you chart the earliest Jewish communities in Europe, they seem to be along main Roman trade routes that emerged very early during the Roman Empire period and continue throughout the medieval period. Particularly, we will be referring to these communities later on, along river routes where trade, of course, took place. One of the most significant being the Rhine Valley, the Rhine River. We see all kinds of small communities. I'd just been there a couple of weeks ago, actually, myself, and was and visited these communities, places like Mainz, Speyer, Worms. As you will see, these are the earliest Jewish communities in Northern Europe. And again, they are significant because they are on good places where you can do trade and move merchandise from place to place. So clearly, there is no one event or any kind of major catastrophe that provoked the Jews to move northward and westward into Europe. They simply do so gradually over time. What is most interesting, of course, is that as we enter the Middle Ages, there is a clear political, cultural separation between the Muslim world and the Christian world. But it would seem that Jews are able to cross those boundaries, that they continue to stay connected, as we saw the Gaonim who are sitting in Baghdad are receiving rabbinical questions from communities in Northern Europe. So it didn't matter whether these Jews were living in a Christian world as opposed to a Muslim world. They saw themselves as one community, and they interacted with each other to the extent that they could. But it is not only the cultural connections that are interesting here. It would seem that for a period of time, Jews exploited their natural abilities, their mobility, their ability to move from place to place, and I guess their international contacts to establish trade relationships long-term and to cross between the Muslim and the Christian world. I guess you can say that Jews, without speaking in terms of any kind of conspiracy, later on, I guess anti-Semites were capable of using this to say, look, there is a conspiracy going on here. But Jews, of course, were welcome in any community they traveled to if there were other Jews there. They had a synagogue, they had kosher meat, they could speak the language, they could communicate in some way in Hebrew or Aramaic or one of the Jewish languages. And therefore, despite the long distances of Jews living far away and close by, there were all kinds of ways in which they could stay connected. Certainly, the notion of an economic trading network makes sense in this period. And as we will see later on, when we talk about the early modern period, we talk about Jews and others. There are trading networks that will exist during the rise of capitalism, which are quite significant, which Jews seem to play a role.